176,000 people in the Feeding Southwest Virginia service area get SNAP benefits. Feeding Southwest Virginia President and CEO Pam Irvine says they're grateful the governor is using emergency funds to keep SNAP going, but they continue to look for more ways to stock their shelves. If the shutdown continues long term, the state may not have the money to continue funding SNAP.
SNAP is the first line of defense for food insecure families. The charitable food distribution system with Feeding Southwest Virginia and all of our great partner agencies, we cannot make up that entire difference if SNAP recipients lose their benefit. We can help address it, and we will.
The USDA announced Monday that food aid will not go out November 1st. The announcement came after the Trump administration said it would not tap roughly $5 billion in contingency funds to keep the benefits through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, going into November.
If there's no SNAP program on November the 1st, 27,000 retailers across the country are going to lose that business. Then it becomes an economic situation when retailers don't have the business of all the SNAP recipients across the country. That has a cascading effect on economy.
Irvine says they talk with people every day who are agonizing about how they will feed their families. She says you can call or go to the Feeding Southwest Virginia website if you need help or if you would like to help. Find the link at WFIRnews.com. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.